Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what's up, boy?
What's up, what's up?
Not too much, brother.
Bro, that's what's up. So, real quick, welcome back to the podcast. We got some news for everybody. Damn, you suck, bro. Joey's over here playing the bell stuff. Was it Star Wars Battlefront 2?
Oh, nice. Yeah. I heard it was pretty good, though.
It's not a bad game. We've been playing it. Well, I just got back on it now. But it's pretty cool. But real quick, you know, like I said in the beginning, we got some big-ass news coming for y'all. How was your day today, bro?
It was just bad. It was bad for me because Anna, of course, was giving me attitude as usual. And currently, at the end of the day, was, you know, just sitting around acting like she was a stupid statue. And
like a statue.
And so done. After Lisa did something terribly, like, can you please come over here and help us to like empty out all the pans and everything? She just stood there like
normal, yeah. But I mean, at least, you know, you had a good day at work. It wasn't nothing bad, you know. Now you get to do your podcast for a little bit and then go back to work tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess, oh, yeah. I mean, what's up?
Yeah, the new schedule's up for next week.
All right, that you could have just texted me because, I mean, whatever. We're about to hear some stupid shit during our podcast. But,
yeah.
what you call it? So, big news is coming. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But other than that, you know, like, how's the streaming going with your games? How's your podcast going? Like, what's up? Have you got a chance to do any podcasts?
No, not since I've been working 5 days straight so far. Well, I'm on tomorrow. I'm going to be on day 4.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, have you? Like, you do any streaming? Did you do any, like...
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of the streaming and stuff like that. Trying to do what I can.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad.
There's also going to be a video coming up later on tonight. Going against my ex-girlfriend and her partner. I know him very well. So we're all going at it with let's just say, long lost friend of mine, and we are all gonna go at it as usual. So expect that video going up tonight. So that's what's gonna happen tonight. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but hopefully it's gonna happen sometime tonight when my partner is ready to go.
No, that's good. At least you got a plan. My happy ass will be in bed probably by like 11:30 since I gotta get up early for work.
Yeah, same here.
But you know, how's life? What's going on? Any news to report on your side of the world?
Well, this world's gone to hell, and hopefully we can get back to where we are supposed to be. And I apparently can't do my surf save anymore because I would have to spend 100 and some change for a whole new one, and I'm not going to do that because, you know, I screwed that up today, which kind of pissed me off. So, other than that, nothing really. Just going to try to get an application or do the application online for an apartment. That's coming up. So hopefully, I can get it done tonight or tomorrow. If I can get the application going, pay for what I need to pay for, and hopefully in about 4 months, probably like 4 or 5 months, we'll be into my apartment, and we can start doing more of the podcast, and doing whatever we got upcoming, and hopefully this virus goes through, so we can start doing some of the investigating cemeteries and haunted mansions, haunted houses, hotels, anything that comes up. And the only thing I can hear in the background is Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I'm doing for my room tonight because it got a little bit dark out there. I think it's about the storm, but I kind of need to hear. I didn't know how loud. What the fuck is loud? I don't know how loud the game was going to be because I wanted it to be like interference during the podcast. But fuck it. Whatever. Well, you know, speaking of doing those investigations, I'm hoping, even with this still going on, like this whole pandemic shit, I'm still hoping to kind of start at least a few. Maybe
I hope so too.
Maybe like a few weeks or a couple days. Mm. I mean, as long as my friend's down to do it, I want to see why not. You know what I mean? Like if my girl's if my girl's down to do it, my bad. I didn't mean friend. I meant girl. My girlfriend.
Wow, I was gonna.
I'm gonna say girlfriend, not my friend. Came out wrong. Weird. Whatever. Well, you know, as long as she's down to do, because she said she would be. So, we got that coming. We haven't really decided when, but I'm kind of doing. I'm kind of thinking like since usually we're off like the weekends, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Do something like that. Do it on like a Friday into a Saturday morning. Have her take us at like.
Well, that depends because I'm barely. Depends on if I'm off on Friday.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I gotta talk to her too about it because like. She might.
Yeah, we gotta work around our schedules and with her schedule too at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not gonna say where we're gonna go quite yet. That'll be later on in the episode. But I'm kind of hoping to do it by this weekend. To be honest with you, that was cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this weekend or weekend off.
Well, next weekend, this weekend, whatever. But yeah, our weekend's off next week when we get paid. But I mean, I'm trying to do that, you know, and see how that goes. But like I said, I just gotta make sure she's off to take us because I be feeling bad. So, but like I said, I won't say nothing about that that yet till later on in this episode. You know, it's funny because like all this shit that I want to talk about, like with everything going on in the world, and kind of like it's funny, you know, we got all this shit going on and you know, being that we work in a spot that you know, people are acceptable to that shit if they did get it. You know, it's a scary situation. Like, you know, like I said in the beginning parts of the podcast that I've had, I used to say, like, I joke about it, which I do. I still do. I know it shouldn't be, like, funny, but, I mean, you know, now we got this, what is it, Kawasaki shit that happens to the kids now through the virus. They were saying that they had, what, I think, like, in different states, there's, like, 11 to, I think, like, 75 kids that had it. In different states, like,
oh shit.
Yeah, and New York had it. They were the first ones to report it. I think Jersey had it at one point, and I'm not 100% sure where the other ones were, but like, it's, you know, they're saying it's like the redness of their tongues and all this. There's like a whole article about it that I read on, I think it was CNN or whatever. So, like, it's pretty cool. Like, it's cool to learn about. Not that it's, like, cool that, like, you know, there's no disease. Cause, like, that didn't sound too good. But, you know, let's just hope that it's not this serious and we can find out how this works.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully it's not too serious.
Right now it's serious because, you know, you got the kids and you know, mothers and everybody's scared.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's some crazy shit going on right now. But, you know, in light of the situation, you know, we all try to stay inside, do our part for the most part. I mean, like I said, you know, we're probably going doing the that one spot that I want to go investigate.
Oh, yeah, but, definitely. That would be pretty cool, though. Yeah, we got to definitely do that.
Yeah, we do. And it's funny, though, because, excuse me. It's funny because that, not the article, but like I did some research on the spot.
Yeah,
and that's some crazy shit. Like, it's not anybody. That's cool. Sorry, I got to check. My brother's playing. Like I said, Battlefront 2. Bro, it's dope. He's flying the Millennium Falcon. Like, yo, that shit is crazy. By the way, have you seen or watched the TV show Arrow?
Yes, I have. I started the first three seasons.
Okay, so here's my issue with that. I love the show. I'm hooked on to that. I think I'm on like what, season 7 or some shit. And you know, everybody's like, oh, either Arrow's their favorite or Batman or whoever, and they're all like vigilantes and shit. And you know, he wants to serve justice to his city, but yet he's killing these people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, how you, like, come on, bro. supposed to be a superhero or a so-called superhero. You over here killing niggas like it's nothing. Like, douche, like, come on now. It's some crazy shit.
Yeah, I know. Shit's crazy. Yeah, but
it's such a good show. It's so fucking interesting. Like, even with the crossovers. I mean, I haven't really watched any of the.
Oh, there's crossovers now?
Yeah, when you get later on, I want to like kind of like spoil it. I mean, I kind of did a little bit, but not completely. But when you get into it like later on, yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's two or three crossovers, I think. No. Okay. Well, no. But we'll just Arrow. Oh, there's a lot. Okay. Well. So I didn't know that. Like I said, I don't really watch shit like that. Like. My brother put me onto it, and that's why I've been watching it. It's like, I even told my brother, I was like, nah, it's not gonna be cool. I'm not gonna be into a show like that because I like fighting and all the other crap. But I mean, this is a good TV show, TV show.
Oh yeah, Arrow is a good one. If you're into like the demons and angels,
Supernatural, hell yeah, yeah, that is my show.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but. It's sad that they're doing one more season, which is making me sad. It feels like I'm gonna cry because this is the last season.
Yeah, but we're not getting that season until
not probably till like August and October.
Well, who knows?
Since they had a,
it's really now just up to the situation we had, the pandemic. Use your bombs, Joey. R1.
Yeah, I know. Like that's what I said. Probably like. August or January.
Wow. August or January. I mean,
August or October, because normally it would come out. It should have been out like in like a month or two,
yeah.
But since this whole thing got pushed back, it's probably gonna be like later on because of it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I really hope like they do come back with another episode, like you know, come back with the season. Because, you know, that's another good show if y'all want to check it out, Supernatural. I mean, we're not trying to plug them or anything. We're just saying. But Supernatural is a good show. I mean, there's some good shows. And there was some good movies. Like I told you, I just got done watching the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker with Kylo Ren and all that. That show was a great movie.
Yeah, that really good.
For as long as it was, I think it was like, what, 3 hours? Or 2.5 hours or some weird shit like that. It was a really good movie. Like, I was never into Star Wars like that until, like, my uncle, because he's a big Star Wars fan. I sat back and got to watch it with him before. I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, I watched the old shit, the new shit. What was it? The Mandalorian? That's my shit, too, with Baby Yoda. So freaking cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't know when that's going back. You know, the whole world. I feel like the whole world right now is on drugs. Like Earth took some really bad mushrooms and is like, "Fuck it, we're all screwed right now." Like she don't want to wake up.
Oh
but,
yeah.
You know, but hey, in light of all this though, honestly, it's pretty cool that like a lot of spots that were you know consumed or not consumed. We're not eating it, but like. Places that are being overrun by humans, and now that everyone's kind of like still inside in most parts, it's pretty cool to see some of the animals coming back. Like, what was it? I seen a thing in, was it Florida? It was Florida. The water was like glowing a weird ass color, and they had dolphins racing each other alongside like a boat or wherever the hell it was that was following them, which was pretty cool. I read that there was a, I think it was in Africa or somewhere. I don't know where that one was, but apparently people are back. Not people, I'm sorry. When people aren't there, the lions are now sleeping on the roads where the tourists would go and like, you know, oh my God, it's a lion. Take a picture, click. So, you know. Well, I found that was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, pretty I mean, cool. I mean hey, so like cool. I said, you know, at the end of the day, this is going to be the way it's gonna be, that gave me such vertigo, bro. Sorry about that one, bro.
Oh yeah, did you know that they opened up all the
pools? Yeah, I know Jersey's trying to open up their boardwalks and shit before Memorial Day or on Memorial Day, so they bring in revenue, which is, you know, it's fair. I mean, look, we need money to survive. We need the world to kind of open. Like, what was it? I was just reading something about Spain or Greece or somewhere. They're gonna open their country back up come like June 1st or July 1st or whatever it was. I forget when I read the article.
I think it was
one of them. It was either Spain or Greece. Greece. I was gonna say Greek.
I think it was Spain.
Because you were talking about it the other day. Which is pretty cool, but like, you gotta make sure you do what you gotta do. Like, what was it? News broke a couple minutes ago about the NFL come May 17th or 27th. Oh, let me double check that real quick. I have it on my phone. Okay, so sorry. I got it on my phone that NFL facilities, what the hell, can open May 19th, which is, you know, that's pretty dope. So, like, we're making a step for that. NBA is supposed to be starting back up soon. They said they're going to take 2 to 4 weeks to come up with something. But they did, like, text people and find out if they wanted to play, which is, again, friggin' dope. Baseball's coming back. So I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
Yeah, so next Tuesday. Yeah, baseball's coming. No, you're good, bro. No, I kind of cut you off while you were still talking.
Yeah, baseball's coming back. They were saying, I believe it was like July 4th or some shit like that. So that's a good thing. I forget. Like, I follow baseball, but I don't really stay up to like what it is. But, I mean, that would be dope to have baseball back. I mean, there's going to be no fans. So it is what it is. But fuck it, you know? Like, no fans.
It's just... Yeah, football is one of my favorite.
Oh, okay. Hold on, real quick. So we have two breaking news. The first breaking news. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there.
That's cool.
The week leading up to the last preseason game, we're throwing up a podcast. I'm going to get myself, you, of course, and maybe possibly if he wants to, my brother. We're going to be sitting here and basically making picks and who will be the MVP and all that shit for the 2021 NFL season. We're doing that on here, and I'm also gonna upload it onto Himalaya. So that's one big news that I'm happy about. Yeah. Again, I'm not gonna say the second news just yet. I'm gonna wait a little bit because This one news that I want to say is going to be really fun. Oh, wow. NASCAR comes back in 2 days. Yeah. that's how I feel. I don't get how people do it. I don't know how you can sit there and watch cars go around a fucking lap for over 3 hours and they do, like, whatever the mileage is, I think it's like over 100 some miles per hour, but like around a fucking lap, bro, for three. They do almost like 200. Is it 200 laps in a race, or 150? I forget how it goes. But
I think so.
How in the good guy's name in hell can you sit there and watch that? I'm so confused. It is.
It's boring. I mean, in a circle, round.
Like, I get into them because, like, there are times where you see, like, crashes and shit. Maybe that's why everybody's into it. I mean, I personally can't get into it. Football.
I'm right with you on
baseball,
that.
Baseball, hockey. Hockey's my favorite sport. Lacrosse, maybe. Just maybe I could get into it if it is on. I used to play, but I don't know more. Well, it's like wrestling, you know, whatever. I could watch that. It don't matter. But, like, just random shit, you know what I mean? So, like, It's just like the fucking racing is like one of those sports where it's like, all right, put it on. I'll probably be falling asleep while watching it. Yeah,
it's that boring.
Again, maybe it's just because I'm not into racing, because I'm really not. You know, there's no content, like there's no hitting or anything, so I don't watch it. And that's why I don't even think I watch basketball that either, because basketball doesn't like excite me. Like everybody's like, oh, you know, LeBron James and James Harden, and blah blah blah. Like, yeah, I know who they are, but I don't care. Like. It's stupid on my part. To me, I think it's just dumb because I don't like basketball. But it is what it is, I guess.
No, I feel you, bro. I feel you on that. Like, NASCAR, I can't get into it. Yeah. Baseball and football.
Oh, so did I tell? I don't think I told you my little experience I had the past 2 days at the job. I didn't even tell you. I know who
did
I told
you.
It was someone else.
I don't remember.
Check this out. What was it? The hell's that? It was Friday. So, I worked Monday. I was off Tuesday.
Yeah.
Came in on Wednesday. Okay. So Wednesday, I'm coming out of the kitchen with the cart. Bro, I can't. Like, I wish I could have made this up, but like, yeah. you know the hallway that we had to walk down to turn. Okay. Walking down the hallway. I'm walking, and then I hear footsteps behind me. So I'm thinking it's like, you know, cook or one of the nurses, whatever. Bro, I shit you not. I turn around to be like, oh, hey, no one was there. So I was like, all right, cool. So I get up to the elevator, I do my thing, whatever, push it in, you know, yell, whatever hall it was, and I was out. So, you know, it happened a few more times throughout the day, but like, I wasn't even worried no more after the first time. I was like, fuck it, cool, whatever, let it rock. Right. Now fast forward to Thursday morning, and this happened right when I got into the door, like into the building. I clocked in, got my temperature read by whoever the hell it was. Put on my mask, and I was, you know, I had to readjust my outfit because I thought something fell. And I'm the only one in the hallway. Everybody else is sitting in the.
The break room.
He's in the wait. What? No. I was coming by the break room, and the break room lights were off. Like, you know how like they go off there on the time, and then someone like walks in, it'll like light up. No one was in there. Like I checked. I didn't even open the door. Like I looked, and then I went around. I checked the other one, and the lights were on. And I was like, wait, that makes no fucking sense. Like I get it. Where we work, spirits tend to hang around because. They don't know what's happening, but like it threw me the fuck off. I was like, okay. Then during lunch, during lunch was the only time that I felt like somebody was actually behind me the whole time, walking and going up to the third floor. Like, it is, well, I mean, it wasn't anything that I'd be like, that's oh shit, weird. You know, what is that? I kind of like knew what was behind me. Because you gotta remember where we work, where I'm not gonna say it, shit happens like that. So,
yeah, I know.
That was very interesting to deal with. And then, you know, I went out and I did some shit that night with a friend of mine, and we're sitting in her car relaxing. Yeah, my bad, girlfriend. Sorry.
You said
went into her car, we just hung out and we were talking. And where we were sitting, someone had a bonfire. So, like, you know, I was used to seeing the fire. But I'm sitting there, I'm talking to her about something. And in the corner of my eye, I see something dart past the car. So I'm just like, all right, shouldn't be nothing major. Because, like, if it was, I would be like, oh, shit. Got out of the car, and I just looked real quick, and it was nothing. But then when I sat down, I turned around, there was a bright light. And I was like, that's kind of weird. It's like where the woods are. So I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't even care anymore. So, it's cool. I don't care. Like I said, I'm
going on there.
I'm open to all that shit. Like I told you, the night we went to Nusky Hill Cemetery, where the fuck it's called, or Dusty Hill. Out in Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's one of the hottest places of the...
I told you we had some shit there too, like, you know, heard footsteps, didn't really see nothing. Heard branches crack, didn't see nobody, you know? But, I mean, I'm with whatever. Whatever happens, happens, you know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm hoping... If it's not this weekend, well, you know, when we get the weekend we get paid, in 2 weeks we'll probably do it. But my girl told me she used to go to or drive past this place called... Hold on. I'm probably going to botch the name, so give me 1 second. I just got to look it up one more time. Just give me 1 second.
That's fine. So, yeah, again, let me guys just remind you, there is going to be a video going up tonight, so guys, just check that out. I don't know when it's going to be up. Hopefully, I can get it up there by tomorrow morning, at the most, if I can get it uploaded. There's going to be a 2v2 on Resident Evil 5. We're just going to have fun, just do whatever. If it doesn't happen tonight, it's probably going to happen tomorrow. There's also going to be a stream going on probably tomorrow or maybe Monday for more Resident Evil 7. That's going up. So just look out for those two videos going up.
All right, real quick, I'm going to jump off what I was about to say to y'all, but you want to hear some stupid shit? Listen to this one. This is on my internet as I'm looking for shit. Mississippi tattoo shop giving green light to reopen. The governor from Governor Tate Reeves, that's the governor, is giving the green light for tattoo shops to reopen with COVID-19 safety rules. Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. In a new exclusive order, the governor laid out. Okay, wow. So he basically did their stay at home will not expire till the 25th of May, which is cool. I think that's awesome. But like he put safety guidelines in for that, for their tattoos. I just wanted to see what it was about real quick. But going back to the bridge.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. What is it like something?
Okay,
think of the name of it right now.
Bridge. Again, I'm not going to pronounce the name. I'm probably going to fuck up anyway. But it's Van Stant Coverage Bridge, but that's better known as the one of the many crybaby bridges in the United States. Well, all right. So I did research about it. This is what I've found. I'm gonna reopen it real quick. It's a historical covered bridge, but it's also it provides one of Americans' urban legend. So, the legend reads.
Oh, wow.
Years ago, a young pregnant woman basically threw her kid off the bridge and then proceeded to hang herself inside the bridge. What caused her to do what she did was the simple fact that her parents disowned her. Yeah. She basically threw her baby into the water and then hung herself from the bridge's rafters. But it goes by Crybaby Bridge because apparently there are some shit that you can hear the baby crying, like a baby's cry. And if you're sitting in the bridge and, you know, your car's off, you can hear her feet dragging back and forth on top of the roof, which is exactly, I think that's pretty awesome. I wouldn't mind dealing with that shit. That would be pretty cool. Hell yeah. So that's one. Dude, that's that would the, be pretty, the major pretty one dope. That I wanted to throw out there that we will be going to hopefully I'm gonna see by next week. I do want to talk to everybody about it first because I think she'll have to work. Yeah. Oh, speaking of me and her hanging out, me and her went out to we went for a drive the other night, and hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her just went for a drive the other night, and we went like down towards Slatington. Bro, the city of Slatington is so gorgeous.
Slatington.
So fucking gorgeous, bro. I was like, oh, this ain't too bad.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Okay, here we go. We got I didn't notice there was more shit on here. So, I mean, after that, like I said, I'll talk to her. But, there's a place called Donna Outlaw Graves. And it's the final resting place for two members of the infamous Donna Gang, Notorious Outlaws, and Revolutionary War Loyalists. So, I mean, we could go there and do some shit. The cemetery is behind the Plumstead Friends Meeting House. It's a beautiful visiting at that time. There's a sliding door with a sensor and key. The graves can be seen by peering over the other side of the back wall. Okay. But definitely want to do that that bridge hopefully by next week. Weekend. And I'll be up on the YouTube channel. What else? I mean, you can talk about how fucking gorgeous it was today, but you were at work all day. I mean,
yeah, I know, right? It was.
Look, at the end of the day, like I've been saying, yeah. Be thankful we all got jobs because the way the world's set up right now. What was it? Thursday it was like over 3 million people or whatever the hell it is. Have done what the hell you call that? Unemployment. File for unemployment. So
that's freaking.
It's only gonna get worse. 3 million. It's only gonna get worse. I mean,
that is nuts.
What was I listening to Spotify? They were plugging like frontline workers. Like they're hiring for that shit in like every state, which is cool. I mean, some people might want to do it. Some people might not want to do it. So, but yeah, I'm thinking, you know, we should hit that. I do personally want to go back to the Nusty Hill Cemetery. I want to actually, I want to be there for at least 3, maybe 4 hours just to see what we get. And then, I mean, hopefully,
I'm so down with it, bro.
We could go
I'm
into
so
the Hotel Bethlehem and do that investigation. So, we'll see. I mean, there's more, you know, cemeteries out here that we could hit too. I mean, I'll try to contact the dead. But, I feel like we should just cut it here, bro. Yeah, basically, but you know,
I agree. It's been going on for like
we'll probably do more
minutes.
Of these more often, like every Friday. Like, if I'm off or you have to work, we'll deal like that. So I mean, if we're gonna end it here, you know, I hope everybody's being safe and everybody's being, you know, good and doing their practice of social distancing because you know. That's what they want us to do. But, yeah, but we're also not wearing a mask. So we'll be all right. Is there? Well, I think we're going to end it here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll live.
All right, be good, bro.
All right, buddy.
You too.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, bud.